This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture. I'm Tina Camellia. In light of the recent news about the hit-and-run case involving a Singaporean victim, I'm speaking to Dr. Alzamani Mohamed Idros, a consultant emergency physician from Hospital Kuala Lumpur, to give us a refresher about emergency services. Dr. Alzamani, what does an ambulance service entail?
Ambulance service in general terms are referred to specialized vehicles meant to provide initial care and transport patients in need of further emergency care safely to the hospital. In Malaysia, this service can be accessed via the 999 number. When you dial the number, a trained call taker will ask some vital information. An ambulance located nearest to you will be alerted to make its way there. While the ambulance is making its way, the call taker will guide you to help the patient based on a protocolized script. And this script has the exact element of the 911 system in the USA. The call taker will guide you to even do CPR, even when you know nothing about it, or even deliver a baby. Just please understand that ambulances have to go through highways, traffic lights, and not appear magically in front of you at the press of a button. In fact, you, and not the paramedics, are the first responder for the patients while they arrive.
And what is the A&E department? What kind of cases does it deal with?
A&E does not stand for anything and everything. It is used to be known as the Accident and Emergency Department, catering for care of patients having accidents and emergencies. Nowadays, the name may change. Some departments are called Emergency and Trauma, or some departments are simply called Emergency because even accidents are a form of emergency. Basically, this is the place of a specialized care for all emergency cases, ranging from broken bones, drug overdoses, severe infections, asthmatic attacks, heart attacks, strokes, and all the way to patients who stop breathing or heart not beating, requiring resuscitation. It also deals with aggressive psychiatric patients, rape victims, and domestic violence. It is a service which must never be abused for non-emergency cases like simple cough and cold, sore throats, MC needs, or continuation of medicine.
The emergency department employs a triage system to handle the volume of cases. How does that system work?
Triage originated from the French word triage, which means sort. The system sorts patients according to the level of severity. The most critical are triaged as red, semi-critical as yellow, and non-critical as green. Red category of patients, like heart attacks, breathing emergencies, or bad accidents, have zero waiting time. They will be attended to immediately. The yellow category will have to wait for about 30 minutes, while the green category of patients about 1 hour. At the emergency department, you do not get to see the doctors according to first-come, first-served basis, but rather according to the severity. All this in order to ensure needy patients get the treatment fast.
What would you advise the public to do when faced with a road accident?
Make sure it is safe if you want to help. Call 999 and cooperate with the call taker. Through the 999 call number, apart from the ambulance, the police too can be alerted to come and help control the traffic. Follow the instruction of the call taker. Help is on the way, but please understand the ambulance team is working its way through traffic as fast as humanely possible. If they are a bit late, there must be some valid reasons. Please do not block the emergency lane, as these too can block ambulance path. If you want to help, follow the instruction of the call taker. In any case, make sure you are safe, and it will be safe for the patients if you follow the instructions.
Thank you for your time and for sharing your thoughts, Dr. Alzamani. Dr. Alzamani Mohamed Idros is a consultant emergency physician from Hospital Kuala Lumpur. We've been discussing emergency services, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.